In Kadmoniot, just a review of a halakha that Maran talks about in Siman Resh Pechet. The halakha is talking about if somebody has a bad dream on Shabbat, Halom Ra. For example, he dreamt a dream on Friday night that is concerning him, that he thinks is something that's unlucky, or God forbid misfortune is going to happen. So the Gemara says that by fasting on the following day that you had the dream, for example, in this case would be fasting on Shabbat, the fast has the ability to take away any bad effects of a dream. The Gemara says actually that the ta'anit is so good for a bad dream, like fire is at burning away straw or hay. Ke'esh le'me'oret. The question could be then, would it be permissible to fast on Shabbat? We know that Shabbat you're not allowed to fast. But the halakha says that if the dream is really concerning him, halakha allows him to fast even on Shabbat. However, since willingly he fasted on Shabbat, and by that he took away the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat, so he needs to have a kapara for that. So it's like a necessary evil. He needed to fast on Shabbat because of the ta'anit of the halom. But reality, he did not enjoy the Shabbat, and that needs a kapara in itself. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says he has to fast another fast for that he fasted on Shabbat. So it comes out, he fasts on Shabbat for the ta'anit halom. And then he fasts on Sunday because he did not have oneg on the Shabbat. Now before we go further, this is a deen that comes out of the Gemara. From here you see two things. Number one, how in the olden days they were very concerned about a bad dream, and then they used to nullify by making a fast. But more importantly, you see how important it is oneg Shabbat, that because a person deprived himself from the enjoyment of Shabbat, that already is so negative, such a avon, that you need to fast a full day to mechaper for the lack of oneg. Now this is a strong musar to those that willingly do away with oneg Shabbat. Not because they're fasting, because they're not interested, and therefore they don't have lunch on Shabbat, or they just, you know, leave all the onagim and just lie in bed. And even though somebody might come along and say, what do you mean? But it's my pleasure to lie in bed on Shabbat. That's my oneg. Well, keep in mind, in this case also, it was pleasurable for him to fast. He's fasting because it gives him pleasure to fast, because he knows that the fast is going to take away his bad luck. And still we say that since you took away from the oneg of the Shabbat, which is achila and shtiya and all the other enjoyment things, you need kapara. So that should tell us that one should be very, very strict in the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat. It's amazing that we have to entice people to have oneg Shabbat. Usually we have to entice people, you know, to do things that are difficult. But here in our generation, we have to entice them to eat on Shabbat, and to drink on Shabbat, and to be happy on Shabbat. Shabbat is not a day to skip a meal or to, you know, be lackadaisical in these things. That's the first thing. The question then is, what about, what type of dreams are we talking about? So Shulchan Aruch gave certain rules over here. One rule he said is, some say it's only talking about when you had the dream three times. And this is the third time that you had the dream. And before you have the dream three times, he said you shouldn't have to be concerned. He says that others say that we're talking about specific dreams, three specific dreams that a person should be concerned about. And that is, either he saw, God forbid, his teeth falling out in the dream, or he saw a Sefer Torah or tefillin that was burnt in a dream, or he saw himself on Yom Kippur in a dream, even if it's not at the time of Ne'ilah. Some say even if he saw himself reading the Sefer Torah in a dream, or he saw himself getting married in a dream, that these are dreams that one would have to be concerned about. Or some say that if he saw the beams of his house also falling down. But again, the question is, do we have to be concerned about these dreams? Bezman azeh. Hachem avayyaz teshuvah yahaveh da'at. And in this teshuvah he says that bezman azeh, we don't put too much credence into the dreams. Number one, it could be because he ate a lot on Friday night, that's why he's having these dreams. It could be because he was thinking about these things during the day. or for other reasons that the Yetzer Hara wants to confuse him. And therefore, Acham Avadia says, if somebody would ask him, should he fast on Shabbat? He would tell him he should never fast on Shabbat. On the contrary, if he had a bad dream, let him read Tehillim on Shabbat. Let him learn a little extra Torah. Let him make a Tanit Dibur. But today, we're not going to give so much importance to the dream. But I'd like to say something else that the Chesed HaLafim says. And this is a very important lesson just in life in general. It's possible that a person could bring Chas v'Shalom bad things upon himself because of his own fears. That if a person is scared and worried, so that already can weaken his mazal and cause the bad things to happen. And therefore a person shouldn't be so worried, because sometimes really nothing was going to happen. But his worrying attracts the Chas v'Shalom, the negative things. And therefore the way he writes it over here is, if somebody comes and asks a rabbi, I'm reading from Chesed Alafim in Siman Meshpechet, if somebody would ask a rabbi on Shabbat, should he fast? Ani Omer, Yoter Tov Liot More, you should tell the person, Shelo Letanot B'Shabbat. Why? She'im Yomalo Shla'u Letanot. Because if the rabbi is going to say, oh, that's a serious item, you should fast. Ach B'Saro Alav Yichav, V'Nafsho Alav Te'ebal. What's going to happen? He's going to be very concerned. He's going to say to himself, wow, this must be a terrible thing. If the rabbi even told me that I'm allowed to fast on Shabbat, must be I'm doomed. And therefore he says, V'yomara Adam, Ilu lo yada Hashem sheze halom asher yore bo ra'a, lo haya matir li letanot, v'yom she'im mitanim bo, u'metra mazalem mipachad lebabo. From the fear that he's going to get, his mazal is going to become bad. Lachen yachazekir b'dvarim. The rabbi should tell the person, "Shidivrei halamot lo ma'alim velo meridim." What are you worried about dreams? Dreams don't mean anything. Halamot hashav yedaberu. And tell him, listen, teshuvah is always good to make. You don't need to fast. Make teshuvah during the week. Give tzedakah. Read the Tehillim, etc., etc. And therefore, you should not be concerned. So again, halakha lema'aseh. Unless a person is totally preoccupied by this, and the only way he can become consoled is by fasting on Shabbat, so he has what to rely on to fast on Shabbat. In this case, fatanit halom, but then remind yourself, he would have to fast the second fast for the fast that he did on Shabbat. It doesn't necessarily have to be on Sunday. It could be any day subsequently. For example, let's say Sunday was a holiday. So he cannot fast on the holiday for the second fast. So therefore, he would make that up during the week. In any event, the ma'aseh, like the Chesed HaLafim said, Nachem Vadia said, one should not be too preoccupied with the dreams, especially Bizman Hazeh. On the contrary, maybe it's a sign from Shamayim that Hashem wants him to make Teshuvah. Maybe Hashem wants him to accept upon himself something extra and things like this. This is a better approach for our generation. And therefore, we pray that all the halomot that we have, Bizat Hashem, should be only the Tovah. Amen.